From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Governor John Hickenlooper defended his position today on Colorado's willingness to accept Syrian refugees. He also says states don't have the constitutional right to block refugees who are in the country legally from entering their borders. Benza Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Some Republicans in Congress want to hit the pause button and are asking for stiffer vetting in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Paris. Hickenlooper says he supports President Barack Obama and is confident the program will continue to be stringent.
This is the most rigorous, detail-driven process for resettlement anywhere in the world right now for refugees from the Middle East. And were we to turn our backs on them, I think there's a valid question of what long-term damage that would do.
Obama says the U.S. will accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the next year. Hickenlooper says most are women, children, and the elderly. The vetting process takes roughly 2 years. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado Springs released a statement saying that he's made the issue of refugee resettlement a top priority and that he's urging the State Department to stop allowing refugees into the U.S. A plan to hang 6 miles of fabric panels along portions of the Arkansas River got another day in court today. An appeals court in Denver heard arguments about whether or not the federal approval of the project from the artist Christo should be thrown out. A ruling is not expected for several months. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.